Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, I know life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting down a loop-de-loop of stress and anxiety. Ever felt that way? We've all been there. But here's the good news. Building emotional resilience isn't some mystical superpower reserved for superheroes, it's a skill we can all learn and master. It's about becoming like a mental steel beam, flexible yet unbreakable, able to bend with the chaos without snapping. Today, we're diving deep into the art of emotional resilience, unpacking 5 key takeaways that'll help you weather any storm life throws your way. First up, acceptance. You gotta learn to accept what is, not just what you want. Easier said than done, right? I get it. But think about it, like this resisting reality is like trying to swim against the tide, exhausting and ultimately futile. Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge our feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, without letting them control us. It's about saying, hey, this sucks, but it is what it is, and then moving forward. Number 2. Control your thoughts. You can't always control your circumstances, but you can control how you react to them. That's where the power lies. Think of your mind like a garden, weeds will inevitably pop up, but it's up to you to cultivate the good stuff. So, when those negative thoughts creep in, don't let them take root. Recognize them for what they are, just fleeting thoughts, not facts. Challenge them, reframe them, and focus on the positive. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in a whirlwind of what-ifs and worries about the future? We've all been there. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, your surroundings. You know the feeling when you're fully immersed in a good book or a beautiful sunset, that's mindfulness in action. Next up, build strong relationships. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Having a strong support system of friends and family is crucial for emotional resilience. These are the people who will be there for you through thick and thin, offering a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or just a dose of laughter when you need it most. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. Finally, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Think of every obstacle you face as a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. This is where true resilience shines. It's about having that can-do attitude, that belief in yourself that you can overcome anything. Remember, it's not about avoiding challenges altogether, it's about facing them head-on with courage and determination. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was working on a project that was absolutely consuming my life. Deadlines were looming, the pressure was immense. I was feeling stressed, overwhelmed, like I was drowning in emails and to-do lists. But then, I realized something. This wasn't just about finishing this project, it was about learning how to manage stress, how to stay focused amidst chaos. So, I started implementing these resilience strategies, taking breaks, practicing mindfulness, talking things out with friends, reframing my thoughts. And guess what? Not only did I complete the project successfully, but I also came out of it feeling stronger and more capable than ever before. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build your emotional resilience. Acceptance, control your thoughts, practice mindfulness, build strong relationships, and embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to become the best, most resilient version of yourself. You got this. Now go out there and conquer the world, one challenge at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra strength and wisdom. And as always, I'll catch you on the next episode of How to Be Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.